Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hi guys, we are on officially, and my sister Rogue is going to get a punch because she is hell-bent on annoying the shit out of me today.
A punch? Ooh, does it have rum in it? I love rum punch.
See what I mean? See what I mean? She's been like that for the last 1 hour.
Rubbish! Don't slander me like this. I've only been like this for the last 5 minutes.
I think she's high. See what I mean? She's coughing. I think she smoked something.
Horrible! Casting aspersions on my sobriety.
Okay, if Rogue coughs again, that means she's on something.
That's so bad. I've got a cough. Of course I'm going to cough again.
Excuses.
That's really mean. Don't listen to Prem, you guys. I just have the giggles because he's so ridiculous. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. It's all me.
It's always all you.
See, we always bring you some. And oh, there you go. There it is.
Okay, stop it.
Someone's been caught.
So, everybody, welcome to this episode of the LSD Cast. We are Prem and Rogue, and we run India's only love, sex, and dating podcast for you. And
you.
We're perfectly sober right now.
You know, it's funny because I could detect some guilt in that statement.
Stop it.
Why would anybody who's sober say, oh, I'm so sober. I'm so sober. So something is up.
No comment. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on with the show, shall we?
Yes, ma'am. So as always, we always bring you something unique, something new, something that keeps you on the edge of your seats. So this time is no different. Rogue, what kind of a show do we have lined up for our listeners today?
The best kind. Obviously.
Da, 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 da.
So we're going to talk about, actually in the sex question, we're going back to basics again, because we find that a lot of people just have these huge gaps in knowledge that even in the internet age, even in this point in time where everybody has access to information that was so hard to find even 10 years ago, people just don't have this information. So we're going to go back to address something that came to our attention through a listener. And in the dating question, we're going to deal with very modern... Actually, I'll take it back. It's an age-old question again of jealousy, insecurity, and keeping a relationship open and the aftermaths of that. Yeah? Does that sort of...
Yes, it does sound exciting. So... we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, we're going to address these questions.
Just for you.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we are back.
Don't stop. Don't. Don't give up your day job here.
Oh, she's... Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
No, that was a don't first
came
stop.
Back getting...
Stop! Exclamation.
Oh, don't. Okay, don't.
Yeah.
Fine. The biggest critics, as you know, are the ones who love you the most.
This is true.
Love.
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 And.
Danger.
Anyways, moving along. So, we have a question from Samina. Now, she writes in saying that she has been casually dating this guy. And he made it very clear to her that it was all that's going to be was casual, even though she really liked him and wanted to see if something could be more long-term, but he indicated that it was not. Now she...
Very common.
Very common. So now she is looking for something more meaningful. So she is going on a date, and she told the guy that, you know, she's going to go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that he is cool with everything, but clearly, from his actions, he is not.
Hmm. Also quite common.
Her question is, why are men like this? And how is she going to deal with this?
Why are men like this? Great. Prem, only you can answer this question. Yes. Why are they such idiots with double standards? I don't know. Is it genetically coded? Are they brought up to be entitled?
It is. So I can't even defend that because it is integrated in our DNA to be all hurt and pissed. And, you know, it's the classic where you don't know what you have till you lose it. It's exactly what it is. And even if you don't want the apple, but if somebody else is taking it, you want to be that dog in the manger. And now suddenly you have an appetite for eating that apple. So
I think you should put some grapes in and then you can really mix your metaphors. How's that? Sour grapes, yeah? Apples, dogs.
Sure, yes, absolutely. Sweet apples, how them apples, girl.
Interesting. Okay, so you're not going to defend this idiotic behavior because it is idiotic, right? We can just call it out and say it as it is.
Okay, so a couple of things that I would just point out is that the male ego is but a very fragile thing. Now, women...
Boo-hoo! Oh, so sad.
I know that women... Women know this and they play into it and it's okay, but...
Play into it? Okay, whatever, go on.
Yeah, like they humor guys. Yeah, okay, fine, it is a bit idiotic. But what I'm trying to say is that when you love someone, then sub mafe, one of those.
Oh, yeah, but this is not a love thing. This is a casual dating scenario where he has no right over her and he's made it really clear. Okay, so this is reminding me of something I went through many, many, many years ago with somebody we'll call Mr. Disco. Mr. Disco and I met on an online site. It was fantastic. Sparks, etc., and even like a work connection. Like we were able to help each other out with our work. And so we became closer and closer friends. And then when basically, I mean, we'd met on a dating site. And basically when push came to shove and I said, okay, what are we doing and where is this going? He said, oh, no. Cannot commit. I'm not in that space yet, although his profile was still active. And I see you as a very good friend, but I'm just not in that space. Okay, so this I think was a classic feint, something for another show, because of course he went on to date somebody quite seriously, quite quickly after that. So it wasn't him, it was me. He just didn't have the balls to say so, fine. What happened next was, then I said, okay, and if you're not available, I'm not going to sit around crying over this, I'm going to go out. Oh my God, so much angst from him, vibes, snarky comments, who are you going out with today, and making me feel like I was committing crimes every time I went on a date. And I was just like, hello, you said you're not interested. What right do you have to ask me about this stuff? So we stopped talking eventually because I just couldn't handle it anymore. And I now feel like, what a self-entitled jerk. Seriously, I cut him so much slack because I liked him so much. And at that point, I think I was still hoping for something to happen. Like,
Brian.
So, which brings me to our friend's question. I think more power to her for going out. You must do that.
I think so too, because Samina is really a woman of today's time where she knows what she wants. And the only reason why she would even go out on this date is because she's not getting what she wants from this dude.
Right.
So I totally, completely support Samina. But
this is exactly where I'd like to draw a pause. Because Samina should consider her motivations. If she's doing it with her eyes wide open and her heart wide open, and she's like, okay, this is a double standard. I should totally get what I want. More power to her. But if she's doing it to get back at him and try to arouse the green monster of jealousy and make him see what he has before he loses it, which is very human, I get that. It's not going to achieve the same results because she's still tied up with him. What do you think?
Wow, that would be a real twist in the tale. Well, again, I wouldn't be surprised if that, I mean, that clearly happens pretty often. People do crazy things.
But people are like that. I think boys and girls both try to do that, right?
Yeah, and if she's doing it for the right reasons, then it's okay. And the guy needs to...
Well, there's no wrong reason. It's just a healthier reason is to be doing it for yourself, not to show somebody or prove something to somebody else.
Yeah, but even the guy should have the maturity to understand that, okay, hey, you know what, it's great, this is what it is, and you know, if she's looking for something more and I can't give you that, then it's absolutely okay that you go out and find it, because at the end of the day, you deserve it. And so Samina asked, like, what should she do about this? Well, don't do anything. Enjoy watching this guy be a child about it. But if it comes up, don't hold back. Just make it very, don't be rude, but just make it very clear to him. Say that, look, man, you are the ones who drew these guidelines, and now you're going back on your words just because it's your ego and pride. So, and there's no harm in calling him out on that.
If you have feelings for him, then you say, look, buddy, shit or get off the pot. Sorry, I know that sounds crass, but it's actually a phrase one of my ex-boyfriend's father used to use. Anyway, so tell him, look, if you have feelings. Otherwise, if you don't and you're totally cool with this, just be like, man, you know, if you don't want to continue, that's totally up to you. If you want to keep hooking up, that's also fine, if you want that. While there's nothing to stop you from looking for what you want on the side. And there's no need to be confrontational about it at all, but call him out on it if he continues to act possessive and strange.
There you go. It's been said.
All right,
we'll be right back after this break.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back, and this time we have a delicate sex question.
Yes, we do indeed. It revolves around, it's funny because we have two kind of chauvinistic attitudes that need to be addressed. So, Rogue, what is the other question that we have?
Sex.
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 So this one comes from somebody we're going to call Suman. Suman and I actually had a conversation in real life, because I'll have you know that I don't always sit behind a microphone. Rogue has a life. Anyhow, so she wanted us to address this as a sort of PSA.
What is PSA, Rogi?
Public service announcement, pray be.
Oh, of course.
So a little educational thing, because there are clearly going to be two unhappy people in this scenario. So here's what happened. She met somebody off of Tinder. They went out for dinner. It was nice. He invited her back home. She went with him. They started to fool around, make out, turn the lights off. And then clothes came off, and then he was ready to go. He had taken off his underwear and was primed to enter her. And she was like, hello, I'm not wet yet. And he said, oh, but you will be when I'm inside. So that wasn't the point, she said, for a biology 101 lesson. So that didn't happen. But she says, for the sake of other people listening, boys and girls, how do you handle this?
Okay, so one is that, technically, if you just insert it, this just the way you do it, you can get the other person wet. It's also art and also part of the arousal process. But if he's just about like slam, bam, like, okay, here we go, put, and you put it in, then of course it's very painful.
I think from her question, it's pretty obvious she wasn't wet, so she wasn't aroused enough for him to put it in. Hello, Prem, are you listening?
I am listening, but I'm also saying that there's a way
what?
To work around that. Okay, anyways.
No.
I will not go into that right now, but
there is no way to go around that unless you have made her wet with your tongue or with lube that you have bought from the store. What are you talking about?
Because you can have clitoral stimulation where you rub your penis against the clitoris and...
Did you hear the question? He's putting it in. There is no mention of him rubbing anything against a clitoris.
I know, but I'm just saying that if something like that came up...
Oh my God, see, sometimes I want to kick my brother if he were closer. This would be when I would punch him, and there's no rum involved in that punch.
I don't think Rogue... I think Rogue is like really... hassled by someone's question that she's become stupid.
I'm not hassled by someone's question. I'm amazed at your attitude when we could be discussing a real question. You want to defend this jackass.
I'm not defending him.
Who really needs a PSA, because you're talking about a behavior he's not even doing. He's not trying to turn her on. He's like, I'm on. I'm ready. Let's go.
Exactly. Then he should have said, honey, I'm not putting it in just yet. wait and see what I got for you. Okay. Anyways, so Suman, obviously this guy was jumping the gun, so to speak, and got super excited.
Failed biology.
But I think this goes out to all men that there is substantial arousal required before you actually conduct or have sex, because once that's happened, you get a lot of like juices flowing. There's a lot of stimulation. Your heartbeat goes up. Your
oh my God! Can I do the biology 101 here for you and for the listeners?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what? She just looked at me like really weird. So
the juices are flowing.
Yeah, of course you get. Yeah, you get like super aroused. Your heart rate goes up, and suddenly everything is like, oh my God, ecstatic. Everything is so good, and then of course is the act of actual fornication. So I would, did Suman say that? Did she say anything to this guy? Did she push him back? Did she, what happened?
We don't have the details.
So it will definitely be more pleasurable for you if you go down this route where you get her excited, because otherwise it's like putting your penis through a yoga mat, but it's not going to be fun. So why would you do that?
Which makes me wonder, like, what kind of sex has this guy had before where he's okay to have sex with an unlubricated orifice?
Clearly, not that good if that's his standard and that's what he thinks sex is all about.
That's crazy. Okay, so biology 101. There are, like, phases of arousal when you're being excited sexually. And the first phase is when you're like touching each other, blood flow increases to all your erogenous zones, to your penis, that's why you have an erection, to your clitoris, and your there's blood flow there, to your nipples, and you're just, you know, feeling better and tingly. And your focus is entirely on your genitalia. When you are sufficiently aroused, the vaginal walls secrete a fluid which is sticky and viscous and is designed so that the penis can go in, or your sex toy or whatever, that can go in smoothly and can slide in and causes pleasure rather than friction. So dudes who are listening, like, why would you miss this step? I mean, it's a few more minutes and it'll be pleasurable for both of you. I think it's the height of selfishness where you're like, ha ha, my penis is standing to attention. I'm ready to go. Okay, here I go. What?
See, that's why I love my sister so much. That was actually really, really informative and really well put, and I liked it.
Yeah, so this is pre-orgasm. When orgasm happens, we can save that for another episode.
Yes, and this is for all men out there. Stop watching porn. Even in porn, actually, there's a lot of arousal that happens before the penetration, but it's common sense.
Yeah, even if the girl is doing it for herself, I mean, come on, if she's telling you she's not wet yet. I mean, really, what more do you need?
Well, there you go. There you go, buddy. So listen to this podcast. Do what you're told. Otherwise, Rogue is going to come and whoop your ass.
No. I'm not coming into your bedroom and being like, put that thing down and, you know, work on her. Just, yeah, no. I'm not coming to whoop your ass.
I actually didn't even say it like that. Why would you?
Okay, and for the girls, let's drop this. For the girls, so if this is happening to you, what do you do? I would say if you're not that turned on, you can leave or stop, because you're not going to lose anything. Like, really, having bad sex is much worse than having no sex. So at this point, understand that this is not the most considerate lover in the universe, and you can do better. In fact, ask him to listen to episode 47 of the LSD cast and then be like, once you're done with that, give me a call and we can try to do this again. Don't put up with bad sex, okay? And don't put up with selfish jerks who are more about their own pleasure than mutual pleasure. It's just, life is too short.
Yeah, I like that. So, there you go, Suman. I absolutely agree.
Awesome. Frame and Rogan agreement. Okay, we'll be back after this short break. Stick around.
So, you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on. Don't be shy.
All right. So, Prem and I are back, and we've got a little bit of personal stuff to share with you. So last week, we tweeted an article from a website called The Establishment about how to do online dating, Tinder dating for boys. And it was totally snarky and very tongue-in-cheek, and it said things like, don't, you know, try to have a conversation, don't seem available, never do any work, let the girl find crumbs from your profile so that she can do all the heavy lifting and all the stuff that we talk about. It was totally satire and I loved it. And it's on our Twitter feed if you want to look for the link from like Jan 11th or something like that. Something like that. Anyway, look for it. Anyhow, so in that vein, Prem and I were discussing some of the odder messages that I've gotten on one of the dating apps. Remember we talked about this guy who was just, actually a bunch of guys, who were just monosyllabic?
So, by the way, Rook, what happened to the hey guy?
Oh, the guy who was just like, hey, and that's it. Hey. So the hey guy sent me his email address. So I wrote him an email and said, okay, here's...
Is it heyhey@gmail.com?
No. It's his name.
Is it Hey Manchu?
No, it isn't. But I said, okay, here's like, show me. Can you actually be voluble and vocal? And so I emailed him and I said, okay, show me what you can do. Are you going to be more vociferous and vocal here? No answer.
He didn't say anything after that?
Nope. So not even a hey. He didn't write back at all. So he's done. I'm done with him.
Wow. Okay. So good. Exactly. Get rid of him. So what about this other dude who mentioned something really bizarre? I remember you mentioned it to me. What was it?
I didn't just mention it to you. I forwarded it to you. And it was so hilarious.
Yeah, what is it?
Why don't you read it out? Do you have it?
No, I don't. But go for it.
Oh, no, don't. Leave that. Okay. So from what is it? It says, hi, you are so pretty. I am submissive slave boy looking for princess who can use me as her toilet slave in car for 10 minutes. And I'm ready to gift iPhone 7 for it. No sex involved.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember that. So toilet slave, is that, does that mean something?
Golden showers? Or,
I don't know. Pee on him or something? I don't know what that means. Like, that's ridiculous. In a car?
I assume.
Maybe it's his dad's car. He doesn't like his dad. I don't know. I mean, like, what the fuck? That's so bizarre.
It's quite bizarre. And I feel kind of inadequate because I don't know what he's talking about. And I was too gobsmacked to do any research. But, you know, I hope he finds what he's looking for. It's just not going to be with me.
Yeah, I hope he finds his princess who treats him like a toilet slave. That's so random.
Yeah. It's, you know, different strokes for different folks, but not for me. So I get all kinds of funny things. Like a lot of people just say hi, hello. They say hi. They say hey. And they also hello. And then there's...
How are you doing?
Say something, baby. That was one.
Oh my God. Wow. Direct. Say it to me, baby.
And are you still a virgin?
Wow.
That was a question I got. That was the first thing he's ever said to me. Are you still a virgin? What's up? Want to hook up? Yeah, that rhymes. It's not very creative, but it rhymes.
Definitely, yes.
And there's also people who want to just hook up and are less poetic who say things like, would you like to have a nice body massage? I will not charge for it. You will be fully satisfied, I can assure you, and it will be fully safe. Tempting.
Very tempting. Wow.
But again, not for me. Okay, and here's one who...
It's like a making of a serial killer.
But it'll be fully safe. Oh, very, what are you saying, Prem? Fully safe.
Massage, wow.
And I'll be satisfied.
There could be an Indian movie made on it called The Indian Psycho.
Who knows, yeah. Clearly, these guys are looking for a very specific sort of thing on these apps. Okay, here's one that I loved because it also ends with lots of hearts. Says, I don't know who you are, where you come from. You have the specialties and powers of how to bestow love and happiness, give hope to the helpless, and give experience of the depth of love and friendship. False friends are like autumn leaves scattered everywhere, whereas true friends are like diamonds very rare. You are a force of gravitation, having immense pull on anyone who you set your eyes to. You are a ray of sunshine, heart, heart, heart with arrow, heart, heart with arrow, heart, heart with arrow. Happy New Year, dear.
Oh, my Lord. Wow, that almost sounds like something you write about Mother Teresa. Okay, and then and the rest of the stuff is just from like some Archie's card or Hallmark card. It just like jabbed into like one essay.
And then there was the one that said, "Good afternoon, ma'am." Very sexy.
I can see Rogue is having a blast.
Well, unfortunately, there are more of these kind of messages than anything I actually want to respond to. It's just kind of sad, but oh well.
But that's so so entertaining. There can never be a dull moment.
Yes, and I suppose you have to be thankful for what you can get. If you're not getting love and sex and dating, at least we're getting entertainment, which I suppose is like most of our listeners.
Yeah,
anyway, exactly. Maybe I'm overstating the case, but hey, we've got each other and we've got the podcast.
Yes, we do. Speaking of which, I think it's time for us to exit and see you guys next week.
Have a good one. Ciao, guys.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Rome. A Sonologue Production.